election season, into the caucuses and the primaries. And this is one of the issues which has fragmented American society for decades. Pro-choice, pro-life. What does the Torah Kodesh have to say about all these things? Let's just give a very general overview. Obviously, the reason we're discussing is the main sugya in Shas, really, is here. Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Amid Beis, although it spans other Neseptas as well, as we have seen and will see. Let's give it first an overview. It says explicitly in the Mishnah Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Dalid, when a person is one day old, means he's born, from that point and on, if you kill him, you're Chayav Misa. Before that point, it's clear in the Gemara, you're not Chayav Misa. So not being Chayav Misa doesn't mean that it's mutter. Far from it. It could be Aser. Aser, as we shall see, Aser because is an Iser involved. Or, it's becoming a more and more popular opinion as I learn the sugya more and more, also because, hey, wait a minute, if you have to save him, how much more so, you shouldn't be killing him. That's a different kind of an, that's not an iser. It's a bitul chiyav atzal. Note, every nuance is important in halacha. You follow me again? It's an iser, it's an error of commission, because I'm doing something which is wrong, and you can point to a lo saseh that I violated, whether it be the lo saseh of Ritzicha or the lo saseh of Chavola, or for some reason it could be neither of those two, but at the same time it's prohibited to perform an abortion because on the contrary you're obligated to save the fetus, and therefore by definition if you're obligated to save him and you kill him instead, so you have been mevatel your chiyuv to save him. Sounds like a bunch of words, but these words are very meaningful, as we shall see soon. Am I with me so far? Oh. So let's just review briefly. Our sugya seems to say clearly, in the simple pshat in our Mishnah, is that the way the pashat pshat in Rashi, is that an uber is not a nefesh. This may lead you to a conclusion. There's nothing wrong with performing abortions, which would some poskim say. There's nothing wrong with it. However, back on that Nun Tesem and Aleph, it's clear from the bottom Tosfos, since it's a klal of Lekha Midim, the Yisrael Shari, that's the way it's phrased over here in Sanhedrin Af Nun Tes. In Chulin Amad Gimel, it's phrased in the way that it's caught on more in the jargon of the poskim, Mi'ika Midi. Here's a declarative statement, there's a questioning statement. Mi'ika Midi, can there be something which is permissible to Yisrael as usher for permissible and also for a goy, it can't be. So Tosfos over here must be also for a Jew as well. And Tosfos' expression is that mikomakom lo shari has to be also daraisa, because the rabbanans can't impact on mikamidi. And Tosfos chul lam and gilbi saw on Thursday is even more explicit, because they say that Rish Lakish, who holds that chachishir is the rabbanan, doesn't hold for mikamidi. So it's clear. But what's the nature of the Yisadur, of the Din Daraisa is not clear. In other words, I can give you three reasons why it's Asur Midaraisa for a Jew to perform an abortion. One, Ritzicha. Two, Chavala. Three, Bittul Mitzvahs Hatzol. It's a Bittul Mitzvahs Haseh. But nonetheless, even though it's a Bittul Mitzvahs Haseh, you can argue it's not shari. It's not mutter to be mevatel the mitzvah saseh. That's what I want to experiment with, which when I learned these sugyas in the past, I didn't go this way. But I have a number of reasons to suggest it, as we shall see very soon. So, we saw...
According to the hypothesis, would Machas Mardis play a very large role in understanding it? Meaning, if we understand that bittul mitzvah saseh is something that can't have a chiyuv to prevent you from doing wantonly, so that this would fall into the same idea, and therefore anybody who
maybe. How many of the chevra have Rav Moshe's shuva with them? Yeah, well, you all have it. Don't have it? Did we have it on Thursday? We gave it out. Who has it?
I don't know.
You don't have your copy either.
On
a computer. Okay. So here's the issue. Yesterday was given out to everybody. I thought. Oh, maybe the copy's still here. at least part of it. Let's see. This is, I think he's done a copy of these, the first two pages, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay, here are the first two pages for you.
Okay.
Who else doesn't have? You.
This is my first copy.
Okay. Papers. Yeah. These didn't work so hard on doing this, let's at least take advantage of it. Everyone else has? You have? You have? You don't have yours either?
I didn't pay.
Okay. And I have the original. So, make sure that you have four sides, because I have the sefer in front of me. It's Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chelik Beis, Simen Samach Tes, and it spans from page, okay, I'm not sure where you are. I have page Reish Sadidal Hey, Vav Zayin, and you have Ches Tes, you have the whole thing. You have four sides, you have the whole children. I want to read the last paragraph first. Because, you know, Rav Moshe is so strident. It's out of character. Out of character. Let's read the last paragraph first. Okay? Kosafti kozeh. You know, pirsa gedola ba'olam sha'amalchios teharbe medinos itiru la'arg ubrim. Okay? This is written, you understand when this is written? This is written, this tshuva. In Tav Shin Lamed Zayin, it's 1976 after Sukkot. That's when abortion became legal. Right. What was Roe v. Wade? Was it? Well, what year was that?
73.
There you go. This is now 1976, where it became legal in America. And not only that, Uvasochem, sadly, Gam Roshei Amedina BeMedinas Yisrael. There are a number of organizations in Eretz Yisrael. One's called Efrat. One's called Just One Life. Trying to prevent Israelis, Jewish Israelis, from performing abortions. The non-Jews aren't performing abortions in Israel, I have no problem with that. Even though for them it's the most serious violation, as we shall see. But nonetheless, I'm not worried about their violations. I'm worried about the population demographics. It's a bigger concern to me. So Rabbi Moshe is bothered by this. Ukfa nergu ubrim le'ein mitzvah. Shebizman hazeh ha'od yesh sorach laso siyog le'tor. Doesn't even name him. Beretz Yisrael. Hanichtel the manal beis acholim shari tzedek. Nidvas v'choveres asu yud gimel. This is Tzitz Eliezer. Doesn't even mention it by name. I mean, akid ekach. Hamatir havlodol shere debechinos harofim shu ubo yosef v'gim v'chadoshim. Shu ubo machas teisaks. La Pila. Waldberg said you can abort a Tay-Sax baby. Now, in today's world, almost everyone assumes you're going to abort a Tay-Sax baby. But Rav Moshe was fighting tooth and nail. Umitzaza hiktim sha'etzem hariga sa'ubrim u'laharbe postimak with Rabbonon. Pachim u'bidorai sa'rak mishum gedda b'nyona shalolam. Avamach was ibu nefosh and ending the club. Hevi mi ma'arit, atshuva v'simen tzadi tes, amatir. Below his gear, Shemesh Shimon Tzadi Zayin and Oser. For other Rabbah, who calls up? Shigam Bechuv Shimon Tzadi Zayin Matir. Begam Kozim Shoshelis Yavetz Matir. Avsh Oser Beferish. Bishviloshon. Begam Beuber Koshi Esh Tzad Lahokal Tzor Gol. Avsh Bor Vachposhin Shaloshin Siyesh Tzad Lahokal Koma Shiyosa Tzor Likal Hit Lesser. Ukhilmaska Yavetz Tzor Achir. Pashut Rav Polin. Shagam ken hoya yore lipstuck baze, even though he's matter it really. Shalachain masik lahatne betesak sahabla shivachadosh, but move on to man mazel or matzino klal. He must have been then, once in 7 months, you're already viable. It's a partial birth abortion, not doing these things. Nowadays, it's viable. This is 1976. Now it's viable after 6 months for sure. There are many babies being born viable for 6 months. Maybe even after, even before that perhaps. Ubaru poshik nikosafti halacha habrura piyavoseinu arishonim amefarshim aposkim mamish she'asim bedin ritzicha mamish koluba ben kosher ben mamzer ben samubim ben yaduma echoli teisaks shekulan asurim bedinim mamish ben litos v'lismok al tshuvas chacham zeh v'shori le'morei bazeh. May God forgive him. Hey, hakoyse v'chose l'chvod ha'torah v'din emes. He signs his name. This is polemic, man. Now you understand why at the beginning of the tshuva, you had to go to the end first. Now go back to the beginning of the tshuva, which we read already a little bit on Thursday. Again, I apologize, we got some of the convoluted lashonos of the very beginning of Anaf Aleph back and forth with the Tosfos on Ayadal and Reis and Dvar, which is on the Maran Mekomis. I'm not going to go into it again. Suffice it to say that Rav Moshe never really addresses, and I looked again, not here and not in this tshuva, and not in this tshuva, which is based upon, he wrote in Luban, which is written in Tafreit Sadi Hay in times of tremendous tirchus, and you know, the story there is unbelievable. If you have a chance, I'll put it on the screen. Even there, he didn't address it. Nowhere does he address the second teret of Tosfos on that Nuntasim Amud Aleph, which says that a goy may perform an abortion for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. Doesn't address it. He's working with an assumption that it's ritzicha for sure. V'orai gets killed if he doesn't stam kacha. As a het of a chai b'hem for some reason. He does not record, which probably didn't have the Tosfos Rosh, as explicitly the second teretz, that even if a goy would be chai of misa generally, but if it's for save the mother, it's not, because it's not a nefesh, why is it chai? There is a kosa. We saw it on the tshuva, it's a mefesh against Rav Moshe. He didn't even address it. Pointing out. Then he gets to the Tosfos and the Sefer Nidum Mem Daled, which we spent a lot of time on Thursday. Not going to repeat it again. Tosfos, it's mutter. It's a Tol Sofer. So Rabbi Waldenberg responds to Rav Moshe. Excuse me. Tol Sofer? Everything's a Tol Sofer. There's no basis for it. Okay. Then it's the famous Rambam. We left off on Thursday with the Yerushalmi. So Rav Moshe had a Yerushalmi, and he says, those who have it, it's on page Reish Sadibov. He says, "Baniz Eremich Avraya Bibay Shifti Buluban." It's such a funny story. When Rav Moshe's tshuva was first published, it was published in a journal. I think which journal it was published in, you know? In this very next tshuva, I don't know if you have this, maybe, the very end of the tshuva, there's another second tshuva to his Rabbi Rappaport. He says, the different tshuvas of his Marit. I already wrote this Istruchak Sukkos Tashlas. This is Siman Ayin. Upersamti Techev. I published it immediately. Where? Rav Moshe wasn't writing tshuvas then. I they should pass him the sefer zikar on the Chora going about Chazon Yecheskel. Shenit Bas Ozel Od Mekomes. It was originally printed back in 1976. It said Vani Bimei Shifti Be London. Rav Moshe was in London. I don't know if Rav Moshe went to visit the Queen. Rav Moshe was in London. It's a typo. It's Luban. The guy didn't know what they heard of the Luban. They wrote London. No, Baruch Hashem was corrected in the when it came out in the English Moshe Proper. I said, "Mama, London? What's London?" See when he printed it there. He was in a rush to print it to stop the abortions. Anyway, so what did he say there? He quotes himself based on the Yerushalmi, and it's printed. It tells you, look, English Moshe Yerodeisim and Samach Anav Beis. I want to show you that since Rav Moshe quotes him. I want to show you there a few minutes. We'll come back to the one here. He repeats it here again. But it's so important that it's worth seeing twice. It's worth seeing in the things that you have in print. It's even worth seeing a second time on the screen based on this tshuva in Yoredei. I don't want to cut down that many trees. But it's an important tshuva as well. Here's the original tshuva. But you see the context is unbelievable. Look at this carefully. Unbelievable. You know, I never realized, I looked at it over Shabbos, what the actual context was. Watch this. Look at this. Yud Zayin Iyar Tartza, 1935. Rav Moshe came a short while later, he came to this country. B'mei Tirda Gedol Hashem Yerachem, Luban. He writes to his friend, Rabbi Trebnik. Many of his shuls written to Rabbi Trebnik when he was in Luban. What's the shadow? Unbelievable. Not doing abortions. But Vamash and Estape Katavi Yichtu Shem Yimstru Lem Inyone Pritzus Besakneses Echot. The communists said, give us one shul for Pritzus. You can figure what Pritzus is going to be in communist Russia, 1935. Ubim Lo Yitnu Lem Yichapsu Toenos Valilos Bemisim Medrishos Vetikunim Behotzos Gedolos There are two shuls in town. You give us one nicely, for our preacher's purpose, or we'll take both away not nicely. That's the shaila. Not with abortions. Im shayach zan machlokas of Yochanan v'shlokas v'yushalmi sol perkes t'chumas sharambam perkei miyusodei haTorah halacha hei v'hu ayesham b'ramo yodeh nun kufnu zayin sefal of posuk v'shlokas she'asur afilu b'yichadu. Since he gives us a green light, such an easy thing, how can you avoid pressing the green? I'm in the green. Nashim she'amru lehem ovid gachovim tenu lano achas miken unetameyosa v'yimlab netameyos kulchen yitamu kulon v'yimsiru lehem nefesh achas v'yisrael v'chein im amru lehem ovid akum tenu lano echad miken v'nargenu v'yimlab nara kulchen yehargu kulon v'yimsiru lehem nefesh achas v'yisrael v'yimichadu lehem v'yamru Tnu lanu ploni o naragas kulchem. They don't just say, leave it up to you. You volunteer somebody. We want this woman or this man. Im hayam mechuyav misa kesheva ben bichri yitnu osa olehem. That you can do. Even that ain't more than mechadu. Im eino chay misa yehargu kulan vayim sunam nefesh achas misra. This is Rishlokesh Hashita. Only Sheva ben Bichri, who's Chayav Misa. But Stam, they say, we want Reuven. And if you won't give us Reuven, then they kill Reuven, Shimon, all the way down to Binyamin. We'll kill all 12 of you. Logic dictates, who's going to die anyway? That's the Ramach's Kasha. Who was going to die anyway? So might as well give Reuven, everyone's going to say, no. That's what Yochanan says. Give him Reuven. Shabbos says no. Yeah.
Would it change in Suffolk? Only if there's Vada, we're going to kill him.
Let's assume everything's a Vada. Obviously, you're going to say nothing in the world is a Vada until it happens. It hasn't happened until it's happened. But it's assumed to be Vada. Yes?
Would this apply to the person himself as well? If this guy who is singled out has knowledge of the fact that they're asking for him,
right.
Is he allowed to personally volunteer?
That's the next question. We can't give them Reuven. Should Reuven give himself up? Must he? Should he? Is it a good deed? Is it a bad deed? All this is very important. We will get to all this discussion as we go. Yes, sir.
Wait, so if it were a suffix, though, would we give one life or two?
So we have to. I don't know how far you are in the Numa Makoma sheet, but if you've seen, I don't know. It's a long sheet. So if you've seen the Tosefta, I don't know if you get that far. Tosefta and Trumas. Anyone see that? Get that far? There seems to be a clear discussion of this question, which we'll get to. We're going slow.
So I'm saying that if it's that everyone has to give up their lives instead of one person, even in a welcome suffix, so then should all the shvatim have died in the Rashi?
That's why there's a Rashi in Parshas Miketz where Yehuda tells Yaakov, listen, if you do nothing, we're all going to die of starvation. You send Binyamin, the chance we'll live. Something a little along these lines, right? Good. So we're now officially onto that Rashi. Remind me before the end of the sugya to come back to it if you have a chance. Okay, this is the Rambam. So the Rambam passes like Rish Lakish. Why? We're not exactly sure yet. We'll discuss that too. Usually a cloud with Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, halacha ki Rav Yochanan. So Rav Moshe quotes this Rambam. So the Teferis Yisrael and Truma says, Shabiyichtu Shitlan Isha the Tama, Lukhuli Alma, Shari Lamosra, Gelahatil Nosha Macheris with his Tami. Afla Yeshomim, Shaosa Bariga, Afbiyichtu Ishploni. Yim Kane, Vada de Gabesak Nessus, Mutta Biyichto. It's a unique din when a guy's going to be killed. But if the woman's going to be attacked against her will, you may give her over, because otherwise they're all going to be attacked. If that's true, the Pharisee was right, come the home and give over a shul. Not going to attack her, not going to kill her, not going to harm anyone physically, just take and use the shul for preachers. The problem is, the Taz says, even Yichtu Yishu L'tama, Hu Kamo Din Yichtu Bariga, Sh'os Le'a Shomer. And the Pharisee Yisrael, therefore, is incorrect. V'chein Mukhrochen Lom L'Beis Yosef. Why? The Alzeh Shekosav, Umash Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef, okay? Whenever a Moshe quotes a source, how come it's not in green? have a shtaka tan against Bar Ilan. Only Rambam's are in green. If the Beis Yosef are in green, I'll be able to get it in a split second. I have to go look up the Beis Yosef. We'll come back. Okay, we'll find the Beis Yosef. We'll find it. Before Shiatur, Beis Yosef, Yoredeya, Kufnun Zayin. Okay. Oh, because of a Rambam. No, not our Rambam, different Rambam. This is a very long Beis Yosef. Oh, here we go. Yeah, finally I found it. 2 minutes long. Tnan betrumas. Noshim she'armu lehem goyim tumla achas mikam v'netama. Kasina b'Yerushalmi. Tani siyas v'nei adam she'yum mahalchen baderech. U'pogam ben goyim. Ramul Tnula Echad Mikem and Aragoso. Vimlava and Ogus Kuchem. I feel Kulam Neragim Loyim soon never Jagas Misro. Yichadu Lam Echad Konshevim and Bichri. Yimstro so by Aru Yargu. Amarabi Shimim and Lokish. For who? Shechai Misik Shevim and Bichri. Have Yochan Ama? Alpha Pisha Enechai Mishim and Bichri. Umashma normally. Talokhi Rav Yochanan. V'chein nira midivir Rabbeinu Shimshon v'perish v'mishnah u'midivir Aram v'sechus yuma k'osvu du adin l'noshim sh'amu lehem t'nu achas mechem u'natama shim yichdu alem yitnu osa v'al yitamu kulon. What's the raya? So Ramush is about to say the raya is like this. If you're a woman who is sentenced to be attacked the way Shimon ben Bichri is worthy of being killed, Is there ever a woman who's worthy of being sexually assaulted by some guy the same way as Shimon Bichri is worthy of being killed because he's murdered by Malchus? Doesn't exist. The concept doesn't exist. So how can it be, according to the Ran, that the same would apply to a woman? It must be lack of Yochanan. Because according to Rish Lakish, lo mashkachasla. Rish Lakish says the only time you can, if they're miyachad Shimon Bichri, is if he's chayav misa. There's no woman who's chayav onus to have a man be ma'anus. No such woman in the world. You follow? That's otherwise. What's he talking? I wanted to show it to you in the original. Rama pas like Rish Lakish. Tzorach lama called duchta kamen halakav yochan na Rish Lakish. Efsha the pshat lishna kavas say to Rish Lakish daikat fei. Maybe he thinks that Rish Lakish is lashon. The Mishnah's lashon is better according to Shevet ben Bichri. Okay, the Brisa says, go Shevet ben Bichri. So Rav Yochanan, that's a Brisa. Rav Yochanan says, Lav Davka Shevet ben Bichri. Then the Bichai Malva. Maybe that's what he says. The Lashon of the Brisa is more mashma like who? Like Rish Lakish. Once we're at the Beis Yosef, let's go a little bit further. For Garcina Subi Rishalmi, Ula Bar Kesri Tavate Malchusa, the king wanted to kill him. Orak v'ozale lulud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He ran away to Lud. Yeshua ben Levi was there. Atun v'akva medinasa. The Goyim came with their army and they surrounded the city. Amulahan. In les atun yavin leilon. If you're not going to give this Ula bar Kisri to us, on a makarvin medinasa, we're going to destroy the entire city, kill everybody. Solik Abay Rabbi Shua ben Levi Upaise. He went to them and V'yavilon. Apparently he gave over Ulur Bar Kesri to the Goyim to save the city. Fabel Yo Zochel Atov Leonavi Yalif Miskele Ilave. He was very often would appear before Rabbi Shua ben Levi below Iskele. He stopped. After Yeshua ben Levi did what he did, and the Onavi stopped coming to see him. Some kamatzom, when he fasted, v'yiskel elevei, he came back to him. Amalei, Ulemesoras ani nigla. I'm going to appear before someone who's a meiser. You gave over Ula Bakisri. Amalei. For the Mishnah Sisi. I found the Mishnah. The Mishnah says. Amalei. Vizehu Mishnah's Chasidimi. It may be permissible, but you're on a higher level. You want to hear Eliyahu Navi come to you. Mashma afalgab de medina shari mikomakom midas chasidus si shalo lasoske umne kachos of a ramba pekem yisori ha-torah shem yichdu v'hu chai misi yitnu lehem ve'imorin lehem kein lechatchila even if he's chayav l'kshemim ben bichri. Apparently his ula bakistri was, according to the Rambam anyway, was chayav misa l'kshemim ben bichri. Still Rabbi Shulam, let someone else, don't dirty your hands, let someone else do it. Ad kan Yerushal. With me so far? This is a basic recipe. Back to Rabbi Moshe. Any questions? This is basic. Yes.
So actually, according to here, it's better that you dirty someone else's hands. Because
that's correct. Don't do it yourself. Rishul Malevi shouldn't be doing this. Someone else.
Because they might not be on high as a level, so they wouldn't have to do it
themselves. Some poskim say, Rabbi Shulam Malevi should have said nothing. Don't poskim. I can't tell you one way or the other. And then the people will do it on their own to save their lives. Don't give an official psak. That's how it's understood. Fine. Back to Rav Moshe. Where are we? Watch. The Beis Yosef says what he said. Umash malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rash and Iran. L'choy ain't shumash malach for Rash. What do you do? He just quoted the Mishnah of Loshem Pirish, Loshem Pesach. What did the Ran say? Pesach Rabbi Yochanan, Mucha B'Mishnah Mishim Yichtulem Akas Moshe Nosa. What does that mean? Kavanosa. The Kema, the Yisra B'Mishnah, the Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, B'Yichtul Lahorgo, so Rabbi Yochanan Moshe Nosa, B'Yehorgo Kulon, B'Klala Hu, D'Alok Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Yeah, so you can say to me, he meant that. Abba Barash said nothing. How do you see if Yochan is right? Sarach Loma, I'm Leiridik. To Machmar, the Sover, Abbas Yosef, to the Rishlokish Shalom Matir Limsar, Afbi Yichto, Eladak Shu, Chai Bisak Hashem Ben Bichri, Lo Shayach Het the Yichto Klaal, Benoshim the Tumma, to Lo Shayach Le Chai Bisak Yishalish Tamua, Lachem Yashakos of Arash, Al Hodit Nani Tamas Kulon, but you must do that never shall be Israel, to be Shami Muchach Shim Yichto Lem Akas Mosrin. Mukhrach and Noma, the post of Yochanan. To the Rishlokish, like a cloud in Zemish of the Tama, Meredik. To the Chain Kosov, Zakodish, the Kosov of Rambam, post of Rishlokish. Shem Yisova to the Rambam, Shapos of Rishlokish. Shaos Nimsal Hariga be Yichto Ella, Kishahu, Mukhuya Misa, Kshavim and Bichri. Yeah. If that's the case, Lo Mashkavas lo din ahead of Yichto Rish of the Tama. V'chein kosev b'shem ha-kovitz shel Rambam sheposek v'shlokish leka het ha-zeh v'ishel ha-tama. Meridik. Meridik. Fine. Okay. The Teferis Yisrael therefore is incorrect. Is incorrect. Im kein gam limso b'esek neses l'pritzus ein lahatir af b'yichdu g'lahatla sashniya. It's unbelievable. The issue, as major as it was in Rabbi Trebnik's town, we're not killing anybody, no woman's being assaulted. It's a matter of a shul. That's not a small matter. No one's giving up their shul so fast. But still, it's a riot. How much goes from murder to a woman to a shul. But that's our Gedolei Torah. They know how to figure things out much better than anybody else. Okay? Fine. Okay, fine. Oh. The rest, I want to show you later, but I don't want to go out of order. Let's leave this a little off for a moment. Anaf Aleph. Anav Beis. Look what he says. Why did Yochanan say Yichtu is mutter? Yesh kushi gadol Rav Yochanan to mata b'yichdul l'mosu l'hariga. The time she calls of Rashi, Gabi Sheva ben Birchi, with Sanhedrin, I find Bezar Rashi. To ahead to hoya mishum shafil lo misaru lo hoya nerag b'yir kshik v'sena yor b'yir nirag and they all get killed. Utam Rav Yudah b'tol sefta trumas, which you haven't seen yet. Ho akoponim chaye shoyga. Dim lo yumosu lo hoya chaye shis v'sena yoev. Yoev. Odezes man. Uva misira nerag techef. V'lo gora migose she nerag and alav kalkol olam kisim v'sena yinav ayin ches. Can end that time shall klum lahata the most of Shiyarago Konoshi and Nerak the Kishayit Pisena. In other words, you're saying that he'll die anyway. Yeah, but he'll live a little extra day, week, month, year, till they complete the siege. Okay, Mechrochaloma. Shumitam Tavi Kiro Day. Here's Rav Moshe's amazing Kiddush. According to Rav Yochanan, the person who was miyuchad by the Goyim to kill him as opposed to anybody else. He is labeled as a rodef. Keva shayodo yehargu. Av she'ein kavanoso l'rodfov. He has no intention. Shimkein urak kemishmaya karatfalu. Kemo shem v'san hedin shem v'yin uba shiyot erosho. Tzorach lomar. Shemoel tamzeh rak. V'im hu hoya nitzol. Kon shayochol l'vroach l'ischabe. Shatamu d'machma she'ein kavanoso l'rodof. Rak mishmaya nizdamelo sheyev shelo liskayim shneyem dimyatzilu vazeh yom hazeh dimyatzilu vazeh yom hazeh kuvda damak shaleilev yotziru roshu v'olos perekzayim v'shlevo nechshefu said Rav Moshe kirodfim zeh ezeh. Rav Moshe skidish nifla, you can be a rodef b'li kavana lirdof. That's why the uba rabosai is a rodef. I mishmaya karatfule doesn't mean no one is a rodef. That's the pashpat Rashi. No, they're both drawn from each other. Avshu sasiba bazeh kemeshu below kavona. Cheniyev shalahat l'mitam rodef. The mechazes lehachshiv es ha'uba yosi rodef es ha'aim. Mikafish emu debas es ha'uba. Ve'edoch ha'nevesh mipnei nevesh. Avalo! The Pashem Shal we learned. Shemach mazeh denasim ishmaya enem ishim rodef klal. No! Ela shemach mazeh ha'bekishneim kurof ha'mechazes. Rabbi Shad is on his own. Don't say no rodef. They both wrote from one another. I wrote this chat on my own, and that's chat in Rav Yochanan. That even if they have no kavani, it's still called a rodef, which has tremendous ramifications. Iyanti b'Yerushalmi matzasi mafurush kedvarai b'biur zeh shelo hayav yotzei roshah b'din rodef. It's in Shabbos. It's also in Sanhedrin. It's in Sanhedrin. Ma'ol lahatzel nafsho shel gadol b'nafsho shel katan. Pirish, Shurodev as a God. Ramesh's Pshat in the Gemara, at the Gemara, the Yushalmi Shaila, is identical to the Bavlis. What's the Bavli Shayin Bezim and Bez? Omer Avuna, Koton Harodev Nitel Natsila Benavsho. That's Rav Huna's opinion. Eser Rav Chisla Rav Huna, Rav Chisla says, no, can't do it. What's the Shaila and Machloik is in Bavli, Ayin Bezim and Bez? That's the Shaila and Yerushalmi. Hasty Rav Yirmiyah, Lamas Nisi, Yotzer Rosh Rubo, we have Roshim. Ain't no Gimbo, Shandoch and Nefesh, Mipne Nefesh, Vikush is Rav Chisla, Vigamara Dinala, Rav Huna, Shisova, the Gam caught in the road of Dinah Silva Navsho. Same question we have in Babli, they have in Rishalmi. What did the Babli answer? Rabosai. What did the Babli answer to this question? At the end of the day, Mishmaik, rightfully. It's a Babli's answer. It's not a rodef. Pashup Shah. Umeshani Rav Yosef Bei Rav Bun Mishem Rach. Shan Yehi. Watch this. Tamon. Shein At Yodea. Mi Horeg Es Mi. You don't know who's killing whom. Upirshu Bekorbon Eidu Bepnei Moshe. Ein At Yodea Makotan Rodef Es Isha. O Aisha Rodef Es Akotan. The Kimoshi Mesukan Es Lamas Gav Lab Mesukan Es Lamas. And since I had in Perek Test, I asked you to see about the Zohar as well. So I have the Yerushalmi here. I brought it up special. The old-fashioned book version of the Yerushalmi. And he quotes a Korban HaEda and a Pnei Moshe. Okay, the Yerushalmi is in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, I believe it is. In this edition, the Pnei Moshe is printed on the side and carbonated in the back. Let's get Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Here we are. I'm reading the Yerushalmi's Lashon. Godo, Godo shena se katan. What's going on? Godo shena se katan. What do I mean? Godo shena se katan. His bar mitzvah became less than bar mitzvah. What do you mean? Godo shena se katan. So, the Pnei Moshe writes, "Kshenischazek a katan ala godo, v'rod av achrov." Benimtza zeh hagadol is nirdaf v'nasa katan b'koach mimenu. Gadol shenaskan, I'm 13, this kid's only a punky kid at 12. He's stronger than I am. Now the gadol became a katan. Pnei Moshe's pshat is, that means the katan's running after the gadol now. Ma'o lahatzles hagadol b'nafsha shel katan. Should he kill the katan? That's the same as the Babli Shaila, right? What did the Babli say? Babli said, katan erodef. The katan erodef, same as Shaila. Mi amrina and hoa v'arodef la bar misa v'onchenu ein matzil nes agadol b'nafsha. Odim alo shna to mikom v'kom rodefu. How do you like that? In Shabbos and in Avodah Zarah, the girsa was malahatzil es agadol b'navsho shel katan. I know how. Same shayla. So Rav Yirmiyah says, "What's the shayla? What's the shayla? The baby is a rode if you don't kill him. Alma de matzil nes agadol b'navsho shel katan. You don't kill the katan who's a rode. That's the Gemara's right. Exactly the same as the Babli until now." Yosef says, no, Shanyahi Tamon, Sheinat Yodea Mihora, I guess me. You don't know who's killing whom. You don't know who's killing whom. Says the Pnei Moshe, the Lokara Le Rodev, Sheinat Yodea Mihora, I guess me, Klomar, Kemoshi Musukenes Yomenes Lomos Machas Avlad, Kainami Avlad Omen Lomos Machas Koshi Le Dosa. V'yesh likro lo rodefes achrav k'mo shu rodef achareo. Hilkach menichen o k'mo shehi v'enogen bo. Yeah. So what does it mean? Ein edem yorig is me. But the original shayla of rodef, katan rodef achar gadol, v'enon nirdef menu, lo avshita is never resolved. What do you mean it's never resolved? According to Rav Moshe's pshat, it is resolved. A katan can be a rodef. In this case, Rabbi Osai, the two rodefim. The mother's a rodef, and the katan's a rodef. But a katan runs after a... Did you hear the terrible story of a three-year-old killed a nine-year-old? You heard it on the radio last night? You try to go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you hear it put on the headlines on CBS, in somewhere down south, I think somewhere. There was a loaded gun. It's a sakana of a gun. So a three-year-old killed a nine-year-old sister with a gun. Shem Yirach. Three-year-old. Huh?
You
did? I don't think so. It's down south. Three-year-old. Why is this relevant? I was asked to Shaila about having guns in shuls. People have to carry guns in shuls. They're afraid of this, afraid of that, afraid of the other thing. That's a Shaila for a Rav. Having a gun... Is this a sakonos of us, everybody singing the shul? Without any terrorists. Look what happened over here down south. A three-year-old. Okay. So if a three-year-old with a gun running after a nine-year-old sister, or a 12-year-old sister, so the bayah is nifshita. Rav Moshe says, they're both wrote from Zeh Zeh. No. when the Pnei Moshe didn't mean that, what did Pnei Moshe mean? The Pnei Moshe meant, in this particular case, Ena Yodeh Mihorek Esmi, so therefore neither is a Rodev. You want to call one a Rodev? Call the other one a Rodev if you want. That means neither is a Rodev. And therefore the original question is not resolved. According to Rav Moshe, they're both Rodfim, and Ilo Mevin. Then the Shaila is resolved. They're both Rodfim, but if one is not an active Rodev, of course, you can't kill the cotton. It is resolved. And Ilo Mevin Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe calls the Pnei Moshe, who says it's not resolved. It's not resolved. Oh, so it's not resolved. He doesn't use the word. He must have left out another sentence. He quotes the Pnei Moshe verbatim. Okay. V'lo yivshita. A quarter of Moshe is nivshita. But the Poshim shot in the Rishama is it's not nivshita. It's not nivshita. Quarter of Moshe, it is nivshita. Why? Why? Because they're both rodfim. So the cotton could be a rodif. If our pshat is correct, mishmak rafle, neither is a rodif. But in the case of one be rodif the other, takadlo nivshita. But according to Rav Moshe, it is nivshita. I don't understand. Rav Moshe left out the last two words of the Pnei Moshe. You notice? Yes?
How did you have a case where one isn't and the other isn't in this specific case?
Get the 3-year-old took a gun and the 9-year-old. The case is down south.
I'm not talking about it.
Yeah. Terrible stuff. I hear the egg. You heard about the terrible tragedy about the crane that you heard about?
Yeah.
It was a frumi yid. Of all the 8 million residents of New York City, Shem Yirach. Shem Yirach. You know, we say on Rosh Hashanah, Mi B'Skila. What's Skila? Where? Skila's one is that? Skila. Okay, a crane from 17 stories. Shem Yirach. The person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for HaKol Neshima Neshima. Mamish. HaKol Neshima Neshima. Back to our learning. So the Korban Eidah, he quotes him too. In this edition, it's, for some reason, it's printed in the back. In most Yerushim Sechtas, Yerushim is printed on the side. But over here, it's printed in the back. Yishami, here we go. Perek. Ches. Halacha Tes. Okay. Find it. Here we go. Godol Shirat for cotton. Yeah, the same Shaila. Yotze Rosho, etc. Okay, look what the commentator says. Okay, look what he says. Interesting. Shmada miyas masnisin. Afagav the cotton zerodev to imahu. Afilu hachi osur lahargo. If Shuta Bayan, the cotton the rodev emats the benafsha. That's how the Gemara started off. Gemara says no. Shani Taman Shani Hasam Shein on Yodim Mihu rodev im haem Maakva So Shalodetz Yotze Yetze. Ohu Bedchifas Alotes Horgasimo Hilchoch Ein Noginbo. There's no longer a proof that what that the cotton is not a rodev. According to Rav Moshe, is a proof that a katan is a rodev. That's not what the commentator said. Pnei Moshe is mefurish lo yivshita. That's the pashim shad in the Rishami. The pshitas one way, or pshitas the other way. That's a rare. Rabbos saying you learn shas, even though I'm not expert in Rishami. But if they're going to prove something in one direction, they say no, that's different. What's the normal conclusion? There's no proof. According to the Rav Moshe's pshat. You want to prove one way, or prove the other way? That's a rarity. It's not the push-up shot in the words, Rav Moshe, but Mechila. Not the push-up shot. Okay, Rabbi. So, I had to tell you Rav Moshe's shot. Okay? Notice, our girsa is Mihoreg is me. There's one girsa, he says, let's take a look. Open your Gemara. I haven't opened the Gemara yet today. To the Yafei Nayim. Yafei Naim, that's it. Yafei Naim, if you know, is in the back. He always quotes Yerushalmi. He quotes Yerushalmi as they apply to the Babri. And the Yafei Naim is so important that when they had the Yaakov Mefarshim, they printed them separately after the Yaakov Mefarshim. Sign of critical importance. It's not Stam, you know, setting his own chidush. It's basically Maram Akimus. I think of the mayor in the Siv, I don't think I ever used that. He also gets Maram Akimus. Okay? That's the Babli. And the Yafei Naim, Maram Akimus Yerushalmi. So some of the two go together. On Adaf, Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The Mishmaya Karat Filet, it's page Yud Gimel in our print. It says Yafei and I am on top. It says over here, Einat Yodea Mi Rodef Es Mi. It's not our Gersa. Our Gersa is Mi Horeg Es Mi. Mi Horeg Es Mi, and neither is a Rodef. Honestly, even with the Gersa Mi Rodef Es Mi, I think that neither is a Rodef. Our Giris is Mihor against me. That's our Giris in Misham. Oh, he caught himself. Elia Mihor against me. Sorry. They explain. Yeah, but that's an explanation. But the conclusion is that neither is considered a Rodev, because no Kavana. He is Mirodev as me. I was given the same conclusion. So what? So he says, Borrow. Kavana se Gemara di Dank at Peteret Shani Hostet and Mishmaka Radfale. So Ramban is saying they're both rodfim. You don't have need kavana to be a rodef. But what's the conclusion? So why can't? What do you do? That's only true, Rabbi Osai, when what? The two rodfim are of an equal status. Kigon shiyachol livroach imdoyim siru shayiv rachu v'inatzalchav yagav bnei ayir uchshem siru leharagi inatzul bnei ayir tu mameshka de uba shel teroshim. They're only costing him Payment wrote to him also a cloud. Yeshla din rodef avshul shaloba kavana. Kema shakoponim huasiba. Is that time nochon ubar? And that's trying the Rambam as well. Timo shalolam. Shemaik ratfale. So what do you say kirode for? Kushigadola. Kushigadola. Yeah. Go on to us there. Yeah. Why? Kevin Shimben Noach Neragal Urbin. Ruchroch and Loma the Gam Yisrael Salarag Urbin. Dimika Midi. Chul Nachlam and Gimel. Krapapa. Vyok the Kitanya. The local Rabbis of Rabbacha Bar Yaakov. Get to that later. Sanhedrin Nuntes. Yeah. I toast need a memdal and say it's mutter. Don't believe that. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. You have to say potter. It's the same toast sofer. We'll see that later on again. We saw already on Thursday again. Has to be because the rifle ghost. Anyone find a shot in the rifle ghosts? Even according to the good gear, sir? No one. I didn't have a chance to look myself either. Remind me tomorrow morning. Please remind me. Looking for a shot and toast need a what the rifle ghosts is. Fine. You have to change the gears. I told you I'm not happy with changing gears. It doesn't answer the question anyway, if you ask me. And Moshe says, you change the gear so it answers the question. I don't see how. Weiter, Rabosai, weiter. Oh. Chentzova Harambam. Shahetu mitam kerodev. Shemeshulze hutzrach tam shukerodev. Ah, Yotzerosho. Mishmaya karatule. No, it works when it's an Uber. Why? He explains beautifully. Rav Moshe's shot is brilliant. I can't deny the brilliance of it. I don't think it's correct. It's brilliant. Tokasafti shoot also the horoga mission to Shmagarafi, Ena Makashena Bidin Rodef, Kavan shoot Derek TV, Shalakamas Stephen. No! Out of the Kavan, Shmagarafi, Lena Shavan Shneim, Rod from Zeze, Miakashiev Shishneim, Chenos Mitam Mai Chosis, Vim Kane, Lo Shayak Zakshem Rod from Shavim, Kodi Yotze Rosho, Shunefish Kama Kamo, hey! Aber bei Uber schaut dein ein und nefisch gomor kide khazina shene rogen olov Nimsa. Shall I yisron? Shall I aim? Me'ubar? Shehi nevesh gamer v'ein adai nevesh gamer. On this yisron, this overage, have irak uber rodef v'ein me'ein rodefes. The same as he said before, the overage of chay olam and chay shah. Rabbi Shah is brilliant. Okay, neish uber din rodef machmas yisron zeh sheish la'aim olav meridik. Rabbi Shah's plan is absolutely brilliant, but I think it's just incorrect because Yerusham is quoting this portion in the other direction, which is counterintuitive against the Pnei Moshe that he quotes. I have other proofs as well we'll get to. Oh, Meirudik. This is he wrote in Tough Reish Sadi Hey in Luban. Luckily, he kept a copy for himself with the Jew before he sent it. And he wrote this little. Achar Eze Shonim Shol Tziyuni Yisbroch B'chasod V'magdolim V'vesi Yal HaMedina Hazos came to America from Russia, Communist Russia. But Tzosin Shenitbas Kedush Yagorin Abin Chaim HaLevi Zatzal For Isi B'orah B'yur Al Rambam B'dover Nochon Mo'od Aval Gam Hashem Hazavdi Gam Kein Nochon Raim Risham V'habi Ponim L'Toyra. This week he said, so in the Shul we have here, he said that Rav Chaim is a Dover Nochon Mo'od. We don't understand what the Dover Nochon means. We told you the Chazish understand Rav Chaim, and Lord did the Rav Shila understand Rav Chaim, whatever it may be. We have a Mrs. Zalman's version of Rav Chaim, which is different than the printed version of Rav Chaim. I don't want to repeat that all right now. Oh! Fine. I think there's a whole vibe that I'm not going to go into right now. Okay, Rabbi, you with me so far? Any questions? I don't want to go too fast. Any questions so far, what we said so far? So now, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Moshe, the one that you have all in front of you, goes into a new polemic. Till now, he was attacking Rabbi Voldemort, not even mentioning his name. That's how bad it got. We mentioned his name. And then anyone that has a different shot in the Rambam, so that polemic, that's amazing, that polemic. Unbelievable. Let's just see it again, because for the you wonder why Moshe is speaking so stridently. Until you get to the last paragraph, you don't understand what's bothering Moshe. Take a look over here in page Resh Tzadi Vav on top. We read this on Thursday. I just want to read it to you again. Right before it says Beis. V'divrei hevel heim lo ma'asharama lo dok because of tam sheker shaleka klal v'tam ha'emes lumacha shaleka yisri v'tzich ha'lubar shadayin lo yotzi rosho apsho v'skiru klal v'fil v'remes kam hu zilzul al kol piska ramba shabachol sifro shenei magam kain alav shulo v'daya kaze af lahach se tam ha'emes ulimintka tam sheker apsho v'ge ladina. What mean tam sheker? He didn't say any tam sheker. He said it's kirodef. Right? Kirodef. But it's not a real rodef. Why not? Because zel tiva shalala. What kind of sheker? What was it? What he did not say explicitly, you're right, is that what? That an uber is not an inch. He didn't have to say it. It emerges. That's obvious difference. If tiva shalala means it's not a rodef, only kirodef, then why can you kill him and he's still in utero? It must be. He's not an nefesh. I don't want to buy my show once. Oh. See, he repeats himself over here what he said in Yoredei. I'm not going to read it a second time over here. But I want to show you is the question of the Maharit. That's where it really gets hot. Rav Moshe goes so unbelievable, it even makes his first statement tame. Page Reish Tzadi Zion, last paragraph. You all with me? And I brought the Maharit with me. I don't play games, and I'll show it to you on the screen, but just in case you want to see it in real print, it's here. I think I'm afraid the machine might not work. Ein marit shigashtei tshuvas hasosus b'chelek aleph. He assumes right away it's a steer. I deny it's a steer. The besimen tzadi zayin osek shalek asakon ala aim umetare tzadiyot zlohar makak keneged meisei royon. We'll get to that later. It's a good erichin I asked you to see. The God caused the Rav Vosa, the army of the Mishum Sakonis Lad, the Chudei Mechal and Shabbos, Kol Shkain Shas Lefgoben. So you can't touch the fetus. Uve Simon Sadi Tes Kosav, the Afi Israelis, Machas Ibn Nefashis, ain't need the Klal. May Raya the Machas Kadei Beisei Royan, Beyotza the Horak Shaina Klum, after the Vorov. There's a thing, there's a steer between Sadi Zion and Sadi Tes. We saw an Erech on Zion yesterday, on Thursday, excuse me, I see it again today, Rabbi Osai. Always good to see things a second time. I put this on the next Mar Makom Mashi, which I've ready, but I'm not giving it out yet. On the next Rambam cover sheet, it says Erech and Davzai. But since we're not on the sheet yet, I have to show it to you right now on the screen. Look at what it says. Isha sheyoshva la mashber umesa b'shabes v'vien sakin v'karnas kreisel mosinas avlad pshita mayavid. What do you do? It's no isha chavola on Shabbos in someone who's dead. There's no isha gomer. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis v'chad abasu. Says the Gemara Amar Rabba l'nitzchel l'hovi sakin derosh v'sarab u'maka mashman the misfeke mechal on Shabbos. Tanina, we know this already. Mishnah la pola savik savik gushtam savik anasham savik chayzav emes savik nagz v'yisrael mefakalam zagal. Exclamation point. Mal de tema hasl to have the cheskas chiyusa. Hachad lo cheskas chiyusa mekara emalo kamash malon. This we know. We've spoken about it already. Yes, sir.
Is it one of those fikas or all of them?
All of them. It's all the same.
Same time meaning?
Even if I don't think it's different. I don't think so. You haven't gotten to the point. Isha sheyotza liharek ein mamtina lo achetelet. She's chay misa. We don't wait. Okay. So what do you do if you don't wait? What do you do if you don't wait? So, 1 second. What's he quoting? Hold on a second. Let's go back to. Let me go to the Marit directly. He says over here. Let's first read Moshe's polemic. It's too good to pass up. Watch this. He brings a riot from we'll see that in the Gemara. Maka gonna base Yiroyan. We also the Harav Shena Klum after the Dvarav. It's nothing. Umeiraya shehiksha Gemara pshita gufahi. How the tnei mantina the also the Harav Ashiyavol Avlad. Shagamkin ain't a clue. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, Pshita Gufihi. Adrab. With the Raya Lesser. Midlo Hiksha Stam. Pshita Elohosa. Pshita Pshita Gufihi. Maj Luz Svaz Gufihi. Haya Svar Lahamton Hatzluba Koshkin Shahos Lagum. We saw Swain Shah. With there it's Pushit. Lo Shayach Loma Lo Asagad Adad Marit Taradze. Uber Fradiklo Inidid Cloud. Kameich Lo Hiske Cloud. Divya Rambam. Shami didn't roll the foot to Dr. Huba Maxwell, the Gamal Shita Tarsis, Shasumita Mikamidi. Watch the Shur Moshe. The Chain Poshut, Shain Lashkiach al Chuva Zu Klal, Kivadai Chuva Mizu Yefesi, may he's a Talmud Toa, Uksava Mishmo. How do you like that? The forgery. Before our Moshe took out one word, Mutter, and said it's Potter, now he just crossed the whole Chuva out. It's a forgery. Ubachalofen came and she could steer Bidvara Bitshuva the Chuva. Afim Hoy Shkulin Lano Hoya Lomash is Bishat Shuva. It's my read. The first Shuva. For Koshkin and Shkulim Klaal, the Chuva Simon Sadi Tesla, Nachonahi Klaal, Shulin Lodan Mishamarit, also. Ali Tova said, the Borosh at Shuva Mizu Yefesi, made the Torah Mate. Ooh, he's not a Torah, it's a Mate, whoever printed this. Shulachain Mashahavisha Mishuva Sarashva, Sharamban is Asik im Nochris Akasab of Ubra. Nicha mashanachnu ein motzin also b'tshuvas Rashba. It's not there. Gam ravutim in zal looked. Gam hu chipes v'lo motzin b'tshuvas Rashba davazeh. Shekeven shu mizayef echad. Next page. Kosev gam zel is sheker ulahatos. Lon it starech loma shetshuvas ui rosa b'ksav yavel b'tzvus. It's all a lie. Pretty powerful stuff, no? The forgery. Then he says, and in case it happens to be true, Avalim Chubazu MS. Everything is a forgery, it's a lie, but just in case it's true. Nearly Nocha Mashakosa of Agrai Untamin, Shom, Tahoya is that Konam Arboim Yom, Oho, before 40 days. He doesn't like that either. But all right, maybe you can say that. Rabbi said, let's take a look at the Marit. We have the Marit ourselves. And see what's a terrible stira and what's bad. In my humble opinion, there's no stira whatsoever. The two tshuvas are really fakert. They're one tshuva.
question being more like the cause of Adam Yom?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not Rav. No. It's like, if the Maharit said it, but she doesn't think it's true, then Rav Uttam is right. Rav Uttam says it's in Achronim. Where's Maharit? See, our library here, our Beis Medrash library, I couldn't find it. They have it with the Rishon. Now, no offense to the Maharit. He lived after the Beis Yosef. He was the son of the Mabit. He was the younger contemporary of Beis Yosef. That's not called Rishon. It's an odd jargon. But all right. And why you Beis Medrash? They're not so onto these things. Rabosai, we'll start with the forged tshuva, Simon Sadi Tess. I'm doing it for a reason. So-called forged tshuva. Sha'altan, imutal lesasigim goy achas this aber, can you give fertility treatments to a non-Jewish woman? Or shetapil, or to do an abortion for a non-Jewish woman? Imyesh b'dava isrim akmas ibn nefoshes shem goy. That's the second half, the abortion. The first half, she should become pregnant, it could cause more enemies to Am Yisrael. Tshuva. Lesasig imoyim shetis abarna, they should become pregnant. Fine. Says the Marid. Take their money and do a bad job. It's going on. Gezel Nachri. Uzchurane shirisin berashba b'tshuva. Hele Ramban zal shnis asik im goya achas shetis abe b'schar. Stop. So Rav Moshe is furious. There's no such tshuva that the Ramban was involved in abortion. So his grandson wrote back to him, Zayda, that's not what the Maharit said, the so-called forgery. Fakert, Ramban was quoting, was helping a woman become pregnant, she was not Jewish. You read it wrong, Zayda. That's, if you look back to the next, look to the end. Simon Ayin. That's what he wrote to his grandson. He says, yeah, I quoted the Rashba B'tshuva. This is Siman Ayin. It's page Shin, column 2. Kosafta she b'shem a Rashba. No, koi rakal zeh Ramban misaz l'bischal l'rap. Also shte yichol l'saber. V'nida na'achas shul inyan im shor l'saz l'chitapel l'vak l'rap. Also lo kosaf she b'shem a Rashba. I caught you. The article is correct, Rabbi Rappaport. So he got him. And he goes on to a whole thing. But Moshe's kasha is no kasha. No forgeries over here, no forgery. Back to the merit. Part 2. Who is asking Moshe Tapel? Previtna ibn nefoshes ain kan. You know what's going on? There's no issur for a Jewish man that a non-Jewish fetus should be lost. That filu be Yisrael, even if it was a Jewish fetus. Nefalim lav nefeshu umamanu dechay rachmana demei v'lodas lebal dechsiv, as we read yesterday in shul. Kasha yoshis ola v'ala isha v'nasa v'flilim. You went to shul yesterday? Everyone was in shul? Parsha Shavua, mamish, yeah. Uvereisha nechnokin aminon. What? If you kill a fetus, but pshuto, you're not chay of misa. Why? It's not a nefesh. I'm on the phone. I feel a nefesh called. Who don't make me? Till you're born, you're nothing. This is yeah. Uve sof per kam the erekin tana isha she biyotza lehorik. Ein mamtina la asher tele pshita gufahi saka hakamina holuk siva she yoshla lebal isha mamona de baal uvelo lifsa de emine kamash malon. Uve the fur pshita mashma de machmas ibu nefashes ein nidnud k klal. V'lo'asa shminan ela mishum tzeira de baal, money. V'arminan hasam, isha shi yotza lehoreg, makin osa kineged besi royan shalo, k'te shi yovmas avlat chila, shalo tovu l'day nivul. Ava b'shul nivul la'aim, horgan avlat b'yadayim. V'lo choshim ha'chaz ima nefoshes. Hilkoch, v'yisrael is metzorach imo, nirish amutlis asik imam, shetapilena, kevin refuos imohi. Wait a minute, that wasn't the shaila. That wasn't the shaila. What was the shaila? Goya! He never answered the shaila. He never answered the shaila. Something's fishy over here. The Barit was asked a question, and he never answered it, and the sugar comes to an end. How can that be? How can it be? Isn't that strange, Rebosa? Is it strange? What do you think? I'm asking you a simple question. Maybe it's Taka forgery, but it doesn't answer the question. What do you say? Huh? What do you say? The answer to Rabbi Sain? The answer is, this is not the end of the tshuva. This is not, it says he signs his name, not the end of the tshuva. Not the end. Where is the end? Seven Tzadi Zion! Now these tshuva is not contradictory, it's one tshuva. How do you like that? I didn't say it. Someone else said it. That Simon Tzadi Zion is the end of Tzadi Tes. It's one. I'll prove it to you. Because Tzadi Zion has no title and starts in the middle of a sentence. I don't have the name right now. That's the correct answer. Oh. So one more time. Before we go to Tzadi Zion, well, let's just get it here for a second. Remember this Gemara Bosai? He asked, it's important to remember Tzadi Tes first. What did he quote from Erechin, Rabbi Osai? What did he quote? First he quoted the Gemara Pshita. Right? Then he quoted Rabbi Osai, Isha Yosar, Makar Shana, Basi Ronshla, Yom Shla Batchila. You do the abortion first, so even if you can kill her with the Vlad, it's going to be Nivul Ames if a dead Vlad comes out when she's killed, the way she's killed neatly, quote-unquote, Mises Bezim, which are considered to be humane. Keep that in mind. Tzadi Zion. Look at this. With a parak beis dechulin. Starts in the middle of a sentence. Oh. So before I go back to this, I just want to show you this, the Gemara. We didn't see the Gemara inside yet. Watch this. Look at this. Omar Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Hayo Isha Yotza Lihoreg. Makin Osu Kenegad Beis Yeroyen. Nesh Yomus Avla Tchila. But who dies first? Not our discussion for right now. Just wanted to show it to you inside. It starts in the middle of a sentence, but it's a continuation of the previous tshuva. Watch, there's no stira. Who perak beis dechul and name is Avnim goya b'nei me'ayim. Kosa shema toisus nei the potter al nefalim avalo shari. Here he has the magic words. The osu midin chavolahu. The first to say chavola is the marit. Marit lived. He lived in the 16th century. I mean, you know, he wasn't a Rishon, okay, but he's certainly an early Acharon. He was a contemporary of Yosef Karo. His father was the Baal Pluktim of Yosef Karo, the famous Shmita stuff. If you know, they both wrote against Beis Yosef, Marit and the son of Marit. Utnah Perek Shviti Olos Aisha Shiyimak Shalelit Machatkin Es Avlav Meir Umotzi Nosei Varam Varam Meishah Chayav Kol Ben Chayav Yotzeru Beinogam Anedesh Meinevesh. Because Tama Mishum the Chaya called on the Chayov, Hoyim Lo, Hoya Los Akonis of Fashis, Yesh Bechaya Vlad, Beis Mechush. Wait a second. The reason why you performed the abortion, because the mother's going to die, otherwise you can't do it. Wait. So how can you do it just to avoid an evil ames? That's enough of a reason. Hey, Chemin Erechin, the Hogan of Vlad, I am the evil ames. That's enough of a reason. But Kosher, They quote an Erech and Yoshua Lamashu Mesa B'Shalas Levi'in Sakin Da-da Shuzer Rabim Afal Gav the Seven Nefashis Dochas HaShabbos Ma'u Detem Osim Udah Ha'Malei Cheskes Chiyusa Here not Kamash Malon Alma the Seven Nefashis Choshiv Kemesh Dochas HaShabbos. So how can we say earlier in Sadi Tess there's no problem whatsoever to kill the baby except for the father's monetary interest in it? Pilei Ploy. Behold, in Dalet Mises, what does it say? Ben Noach is never al urban. Shaber dam adam. Lekamidam. And therefore what? Isa medavar. So now he's in big tzoras to married. In Sadi Zion, he says no problem with Tadi has no problem with abortion. And now he's brought rice in Sadi Zion that there is a problem. Watch this. V'yesh l'toreitz. Ha'idiyot zu lehorek shani. Ho will this soul for lehorek im imo. Du be'erach imo hu kem yipes et ma'am merimin. Uve kamaduchti mishum nivel imo maktamina le misa. Rabosai, if we don't kill the fetus right now before she goes to the, what do you want to call it, the death chamber, the baby's going to die anyway. You can't kill a baby if the baby's going to live. The baby's going to die anyway. There's no problem whatsoever. Yes?
What about concept just in the other Gemara where you can't give up someone else even if everyone else is going to die?
Come to that? Good question. Excellent question. Excellent question. We'll see soon. Inami, a second answer. The kiyarachimu, as we said before. Well, why is this an inam? He said it before also. Ubi yarachimu. There he said it because he's going to die anyway. Here, if he's not going to die anyway. Ish ay, so why you machal Shabbos? So, till now he said because the baby's not going to die anyway. Now he's saying no. Maybe to save a baby, you're not machal Shabbos. Either Gemara, you run through, which is around, you bring a knife. No, Isha Shameisa Shani Shuchai Hu Meisa Imo Hariyo Ki Yolud Tlochoshiv Adam Shuv Adam Elokim Yishiyot Slav Yolam Kenegad Upin Beimo Ton Shchita. It's like Mudach Pekufsa. It's alive, not a Ben Pekua. And the Yuma it says Ubra Sheiricha Avim Hashem Ramban Rabosa Mishum Sakona Svad Al Chuda Mechalin Ikan Amam Diyama Ein Mechalin Mishum Nefalin. The mother. Yoshevas halamashver is different. It's kiyolud. No yerechimo. Labadi dota. Yechayud less tells to the fun. It's a door locked in front of him. Leka chashasha ele dehek. Leka de chazok ele chiyusa. Son of Hashem zahakil. Hooray. The dover ze akati the nefalim din nefashas of pikuach pluktihi. So machleka says the marit. Whether you hold, you would be mechal Shabbos to save the vlad, even if the mother's not in danger, that means that he is a nefesh, and if not, not. So what do you do? Suffolk nefashos lahokel lachiyoson kol shkein shelo lefgoa bohem. Yeah. You can't kill. You know why you can't kill? There's no reason for killing. If you kill, you're not saving. This is my kiddush of today. And they used the word chavala before, but now he's even reducing it. That's not even nisa chavala. The whole issue is you're not saving him. Uminoy alfinon, the nefallen, the goyim. Oh, he's falling right back to goyim. That was the original shal in Sadi Tess. This is the shal he was asked. He's only answering it now. It's one big tshuva. Laman diyom ha'ocha mechal nalein Shabbos bididhu mia isura ika. If you're Mechal Shabbos by a Jew, the fetus is a nefesh, so by Goyim it's also, no, you cannot kill Goyim. So the same way you cannot kill a Jewish fetus, you cannot kill a Goyish fetus. Why? Because you gotta save them. At least, maybe it's even a nefesh to some extent, we have to save them. Umiyatema, lo chashivi nefesh, uvagoyim shari legamri. What's he saying? What's, how do you read this line? Miu tema lo chashivi nefesh v'goyim sharo legarmi. It's a problem to him. He said it's really mutter, but it's a wonder to him. It's a wonder to him. That's like it's wrong. Again, he seems to be saying that b'didhu miyo isuraika. It's not ritzicha, maybe not even chavala, but if suffering the fashion is the hakalach yosan, call shilo lefkobe. This is a suffix whether the Uba has that status of the Chiyav Atzala. So then it sounds like he's saying that by Goyim, L'mada Malchum Mechal Alein Shabbos, then it has a Shtigl Nefesh. So then there is an Is. If you hold what? You're not Mechal Shabbos, independent life of the Uber, then by us it's a Chiyav Atzala, by Goyim, there's no Is whatsoever. You tame a lo Chashivi Nefesh, Uva Goyim, Shari Legami, which is one possibility he has until now, according to those of Poskim who say that you would not be Mechal Shabbos or Yom Kippur to the same the life of the fetus proper, only the mother. I mean, it's not a nefesh by Yisrael, and it'll be mutter by a goy completely. It's a little bit of a wonder to him. Doesn't say it's wrong. Mikol makom, l'sasek imohem she'apilum, they should be mapil, kovel lefteiros in the mikshol, v'shehemu saramal and tefalem v'nerogan aleim, and it's an Yisrael of lefteiver. Oh, but if yesh rofem acherim, shiom alehem, tlokov al hecha tlokov betray every denarach amin hosim. If he has another doctor, he could have gone to a different doctor. Comes to me, then there's no lifna even. I read it's one long tshuva. He didn't answer tzadi test till tzadi zayin. So what's the marit final bottom line? Seems to me that he's saying, if there's an independent obligation to save the mother, to save the vlad, then the vlad has a certain status. Maybe we'll call it an isur of chavala. He never said ritzicha. But if the vlad has no independent status, then there's no isur at all. It's a chiyav atzala. Chiyav atzala is not applied by goy. That's one way to read the mind. No steer at all. Or Moshe got all excited. Yeah.
How do we say that there's no chiyav atzala by goy?
There isn't.
But don't we say like classic? Joshua is like B'ni B'chor Yisrael, and therefore, if the B'chor is Yisrael, so then the other children are the Goyim.
Look, I'll ask you a shayla. What's the source for Hatzalah? There are two sources. We saw them in 1 Gimel. One is Osam Adam Reyecha. Whenever it says Reyecha, it means Reyecha. Reyecha to exclude Goyim. Everyone knows that, right? Everyone knows that. Whenever it says in Torah Reyecha, it means to exclude Goyim. Who was paying attention in Shul yesterday? Anyone paid attention? You got Shor Ish and Shor Reyehu. You paid attention in Shul? Right? So what's Shor Eyal mean? Of whom? Shor of whom? It belongs to whom?
Jew.
A Jew. By a goy is different. That's a whole discussion that Flamet Chesem Baba Kama. Problem with the goy when they look in the Chumash. So, right? Or Vashev also lo. Hashavas Aveda. Adrosh Ochicha also. Hashavas Aveda is by Hashavas Aveda of Yisrael by a goy is mutter. Now, I'm not talking Kiddush Hashem. We learned this about Richas, and we learned this together years ago. It's a chiv of Kiddush Hashem. If you find something that belongs to a guy to return it, that's an independent obligation. It would be a Kiddush Hashem to heal a non-Jewish patient too. Kavachomer from giving back his wallet. So if your kavana is for Kiddush Hashem, it's a mitzvah gedola. But if your kavana is purely. You want to be ethical, you know, I want to be ethical, I want to be a universalist. That's not so simple. Not at all so simple. You know, we like to be ethical, we do. But at the same time, if the ethics, how should I say, equates every member of the world to a member of Am Yisrael, that's not something which we can live with. Right? That's what's called Bechira. I know it's not a popular concept. It's not politically correct, Bechira, but at the same time, it is a Yisod in Am Yisrael. We say it. Did you say this? Did you say Berachas Torah this morning? Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim. You said it. I think I said it. You said it. I said it. Yeah. Okay. looking here in all the mikros. Say that this pasuk is quoted in Devarim Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Yud Ches Leman Tzfos Harava Esatzmeya. So there, the question is discussed in the last parak of Sanhedrin by giving back an Aveda to a Nachri. So the Rambam says you can't do it because the Nachri are going to try to kill us. So then if that's the case, so in the United States of America, when the average guy is not trying to kill us at all, there's no prohibition whatsoever giving back an Aveda to a Nachri Bismanazeh at all, whatsoever. And for Karens, if you can do Kiddush Hashem, you really should do it. Rashi, on the other hand, later on in Sanhedrin, has a different view. Based on the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, which I just quoted, so Rashi there says that if you're doing for ethical reasons, it's not because the Torah commanded you. That's not allowed. You have to follow the Torah. The Torah didn't command it. So it's Kiddush Hashem, yes, otherwise not. I'm just giving you the facts. It's not politically correct. Those are the facts. Back to our Moshe's Shuva, we're almost with Shia. We spent the whole Shia on this, so we haven't gotten through half of it. But we're not going to spend more time because it's impossible. So Rav Moshe writes, it's a forgery. No, it's not a forgery. It's the same tshuva. It's the same tshuva. Okay, so he quotes over here like this. 40 days. Let's take a look at, we got a page, Rachatz. The 40 day idea. So Rav Unterman says, okay, if Moshe is right, can't be. It's the same one tshuva. This can't be. Tzadi Tess is the beginning of Tzadi Zion. Obvious, he never answered Tzadi Tess in Tzadi Tess. He only answered in Tzadi Zion, which is in the middle of a sentence. So whoever said that, I forgot the name of the God who said it, but it's obviously true to me. Obviously true. So he quotes Rav Unterman. If he's not even happy with that, Rav Unterman says like this, Ben Noach is only after 40 days. Avyesh HaFakpek Bazeh says the says Rav Moshe halfway out of paragraph Ava. The miachad, the call, the word the call starts the line. The call of Yisrael, Yisrael Ruben, whom he mashen eslem neinoch michlala the miik amidi. That's what he says. The came the leben Noach mutem mishem dechsiv ha'isav lashon shavach dam adam vadam yishavach shen itztach leforesh ha'adam lo mikvi ela achar aboim yom, as Rav Unterman says b'shuvaso im kain. Look, Rav Moshe, look what he says. Some of those, you know, they sometimes say that one man's reductio ad absurdum is the next man's enochinami. They say these days. In Cain, minola lesser be Yisrael, gam apochos from 40 days, sh'av shikatama mikomakom, ho'ein lon lesser me'atzmeinu. If Rav Unterman is right according to the Marid, it's mutter by a goy less than 40 days, by you too, to which I say, enochinami. There's no issue with tzicha or chavala, less than 40, well, chavala is different perhaps. It'll be different. He's even Menachai, not Yisro Nevela. What a whole story. Shalachain, Imu Emes Katshuva Shuva Sham, Shesasik Shalahapaluba Shemay Nochris, Ubapokos Meaboim Yom, Kisvaras Agrayuntamin, but Sarachi and Adina, even though it'll be for a different reason. And I'm saying the different reason is not Metzicha, not even Chavola, which the Marid used briefly at the beginning of this Shuva. He says, Chavola, where do we see the word? Aser Vidin Chavola. The Tos didn't use the word Chavola. The Tos just said it's Aser, Lo Shari. So the Marid is probably assuming, doesn't mean it's just a bittul mitzvah, it means it's an Isser. So he had to come up with an Isser. He called it Chavola. But it could be even less than that. It could be just a lack of fulfillment of Atzala. He quotes over here the next paragraph of Weinberg Zal, Sri Deish. And Rav Polim, Chokham Svardi, he says, Tosa Nid at the beginning. Yeah. So he doesn't understand why he quotes only half a tshuva, my Tzadi Tes, not Tzadi Zayin. Ta-da. So he's all upset. Next block column, Sri Deish quotes, called Ramban Nidim Mem Dalid. It comes as Ain Yisim and Atoro Largas Uber. There's no Yisim Daraisa to kill the Uber. Not true, he says. I think Rabash here, yeah, Rabash is right. But Ramban never said that it's mutl larak uba min haTorah. Never said it. He never said it. All he said was, he says, Eina b'din atzolas nefesh kodem shiotze roshuk ha-chashiva se'em loma b'shul zeh doch ha-nefesh b'din nefesh aber lo kosem shem b'furush de mechal in af shabbos ha-tzol uber u'memeh lo baro yikachiyam la-tzilo v'kosh ken shah sogim ha-torah maskim to Rav Moshe. I'm maskim 1000%. It's a chiyav atzola, and that's why you can't kill him. And I'm saying, and that's the only reason you can't kill him. I want to talk about a chiyav atzola. In some cases, where no thanks. We're going to be discussing at great length down the road in the sugya. We should talk about it now, maybe. Even. I can't do everything at one time. A person says, stop treating me. You're giving me. Your chemotherapy is making me sick as a dog. I'm not going to live anyway. Let me go. Mutter or asa? I think it's mutter. So if it's a question about tzala, there's some people, a person's in a state when he's completely unaware and he will never ever be aware again. So we don't know, he can't express himself now. He wrote in his what do you call it? Healthcare proxy. He wrote, if I'm in a state where I'm mentally unaware and the neurologist says I can never be aware for the rest of my life, let me go. My opinion is mutter.
It's not his body though.
What?
It's not his body.
It's not my body. I'm not telling you you should kill me. Say you can kill me, I can't.
So
can't
the
do that.
Is allowed, even though it's not.
I'm not telling you to kill me. But you don't have to keep me alive. Big difference. We'll get into these details later on. So once you assume that the entire Issa Kwanda Ramban is only Chiyav Atzolah, something an abortion is Atzolah for the mother. The Tesach's kid. You're saving the kid's sorrows, saving the mother's sorrows. That's Kufa Atzolah. So who said it's mutter? The answer is no, he didn't mean it. Rav Weinberg didn't mean it was mutter. Rav Weinberg only meant there's no issue of ritzicha. Because the chiyav atzolah, mask him. But no more than that. That's how I understand. I'm both saying I'm out of time. We come to Shalat today, Baruch Hashem. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we go weiter. Okay?
There's no chiyav atzolah, then there's no...